VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ethiopian Airlines says searchers have recovered both flight recorders from the plane that crashed on Sunday shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa. All 157 people on board died. Passengers from 35 countries were on the flight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An airline official has told the Associated Press that the plane's key communications device, the black box, is partially damaged and that investigators will see what they can retrieve from it. Red Cross workers, meanwhile, at the crash site are slowly picking through the widely scattered debris near the blackened crash crater, looking for the remains of 157 lives, while heavy machinery digs for larger pieces of the plane. Forensic experts from Israel have now arrived to help with the crash aftermath, although Ethiopian authorities will lead the probe into the crash, assisted by the US, Kenya and others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The plane was a new jet delivered to the airline in November, the Boeing 737 MAX 8, the same model that took off in October from Jakarta and crashed into the Java Sea a few minutes later, killing all 189 people on board the Lion Air flight. The United States on Monday placed sanctions on a bank based in Moscow for its support for Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro and the country's state-controlled oil industry. The bank is jointly owned by Russian and Venezuelan state-owned companies. The sanctions are the latest effort by President Trump to try to force out Maduro. Algeria's presidency said Monday that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will not seek a fifth term as president, despite filing the paperwork last week. The presidency also announced that elections, initially scheduled for April 18th, will be postponed. And Algerian media also reported that Bouteflika has named the interior minister to be the country's new prime minister. This is VOA News.